Joining us live this morning, not to talk about Slurpees, but to talk about real news, is Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins. Cheryl, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I really appreciate your time this morning, Cheryl, and I was very excited to have you in the studio to talk with us this morning because you've recently made some headlines as the Newton County Assessor because the Missouri State Tax Commission Board wants you to lift Newton County residents' tax evaluations by 12%, and you said no.
Correct.
Tell us what is going on here. How did this situation spark?
Well, by statute, we're supposed to be within 90 to 110% of market value. I stayed in the 90% range forever and never had a problem in it until COVID hit. And when COVID hit the market, it just skyrocketed. And we couldn't keep up with it without hurting everybody's income. And we all had the feeling that when COVID went away, the values would come back to us, which they're starting to drop. Not as fast as they went up, but they're starting to. So since that happened, the majority of us came out of compliance, and the State Tax Commission this year just decided, well, we're just going to make everybody raise their values. So there was 80 out of 114 assessors that all received a letter of memorandum of understanding. So that MOU ranged anywhere from 12 to 15%, depending on the county, on getting their values up. I currently set it like 77 to 80%. So we went up a little bit, but not where they wanted me to. But I refused to do a 12% straight across the board. The county can't afford it right now.
Yeah. It's Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins here on News Talk KZRG. So Cheryl, to take a step back here a little bit, for those that aren't familiar with this process, when the county assesses property values, what exactly does that mean? What are we talking about here?
The way Newton County does it is we look at replacement costs and we use the market sales studies to do the market, to do the replacement cost of the home. So that if your home was completely destroyed and FEMA come in, you want to make sure that value is where you're comfortable for FEMA to replace it with. There's, you know, you've got insurance that covers a lot, but sometimes you have different instances where your insurance doesn't. You know, sometimes at act of nature, your insurance says, nope, we don't cover that. And now you got to get FEMA to help you.
Right.
So you need the value up because FEMA uses our numbers.
I see. So Cheryl, if you did comply with the state board per their request and you raised, as Newton County Assessor, residence tax valuations by 12%, then basically what you're saying is that their taxes would go up by 12%. Is that right?
The way I look at it, yeah. I mean, basically you're going to get a 12% increase. I mean, that's the way it is on everything. They state that no, it would not be. It would not go up more than what the CPI is of 2.91, but that it's not going to work that way. You know, you buy a $100 item, your taxes are at a set price. You buy a $200 item, your taxes are double. You know,
right.
It's going to go up with the value.
Yeah. Now, Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins here on News Talk KZRG talking about her standing up against the Missouri State Tax Commission Board's request. They had threatened to withhold money to Newton County. Is that right? How does that work?
Correct. So if I didn't sign their MOU, then they threatened to withhold my state reimbursement money, which is $108,000. That money goes towards office supplies, computers, salary, you know, car maintenance, car mileage, and all of that to keep the office running. So it's an added income that I have lost. They have sent me a notice now that I do not get that money for 26. After that, they're threatening the BOE. Well, we just had BOE Monday, and they are looking at my forms right now, and my forms go in front of the state next week, and at that point, they can order the Board of Equalization to raise the values up to the 12 to 15%. We've got a great Board of Equalization, and they're saying, no, we're not going to do that, so we're good there. After that, they said that they will get the prosecuting attorney and the attorney general to remove me from office.
Whoa.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's another idle threat because my prosecutor says, I am not going to do that to you. And I'm pretty sure our Attorney General Andrew Bailey is not going to come down and say, hey, get out of here. You didn't raise their money. You know, who's going to vote for him out of Newton County after that?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I'm just standing there and I'm just waiting to see what happens. But they have came at us already. We've already gotten a letter that for 26, we need to start looking at our values, because in 27, they're coming right back at us again. And they're going to mandate another 10 to 15% increase, depending on where our studies are at that point.
Oh, my goodness. It's Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins here on News Talk KZRG. We're talking about how the Missouri State Tax Commission is asking her to raise residents' tax valuations by 12%, and she is saying no. Now, Cheryl, you had talked about this reimbursement money that Newton County has now lost as a result of you refusing to raise taxes for Newton County residents. Where does that money come from? Is it reimbursed from Newton County itself?
No, it's reimbursed from the state. So the state, you know, just like they, you know, they reimburse the schools and everything, they reimburse the assessor's office also.
Okay. So basically what I'm hearing is they're saying we're not going to give you taxpayer money because you are refusing to give us taxpayer money.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, don't you just love government?
Yeah, exactly.
That is really very crazy. Now, something you had also noted previously, Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins, is that you feel Newton County is going to be fine without that $108,000.
The assessors have their own assessment fund, so we get reimbursed from collections from the collector. We get, you know, a small percentage from that. But we're really good at managing our money, so I'm financially okay without getting that reimbursement, and I can go for 27 also. I don't need it. You know, we'll be fine without that reimbursement. And that's where the problem lies with, I know a lot of people are like, well, why didn't my assessor do that? I am very fortunate. I'm blessed with commissioners who, when all of this went on and I was talking to them about it, they're like, we're behind you, whatever you do. So I have commissioners who support me, and I have funding that I don't have to rely on their reimbursement. Some counties don't. Some have to have that money to survive. So they've got them over a barrel where I don't. So I'm very fortunate in that point.
Yeah. Now, Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins, if you continue hypothetically through 26, 27, 20, if you continue to refuse to raise residents' tax valuations by 12% for Newton County residents, what happens? How far does this go? Can Newton County just continue to not do that if the county doesn't need that money from the state?
If that's the only thing they hold back, then yeah, we can continue to go without that money.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We're sitting good. We can do it.
Very neat. Very neat. It's Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins here on News Talk KZRG. So, and that's kind of my other question I had for you, Cheryl, is what other threats could the state issue to your office, to you, or to Newton County as a whole for refusing to raise property residents' valuations?
I don't know of anything else they can do, because I'm not going to let them in my office to do it themselves. And every other threat that they've made is not going to follow through. So at this point, I don't know what they got up their sleeve after this. So, no. But I do know we've got the senators are all on board on this, and they've all went to Kehoe, and the governor's on board, and they are all looking at a good tax reform for 26. So just keep with your governor, keep with your senators. Our House Representative Dirk Deaton's been there. They're all ready to fight as soon as they get back in session for the assessors and for the people. So we've just got to watch how that goes.
And so would the fight be about rewriting the requirements that the Missouri State Tax Commission Board has of that 90 to 100 and whatever percent?
They can't really do that, because that's more of a statute. What they're looking at is a tax reform.
Okay. And what would that reform, would it be so instead of raising it by 12%, you can only raise it by so much every
exactly.
year?
Exactly. Yes. They will put a cap on what it can go up a year.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you, as the Newton County Assessor, be willing to raise it? You know, they want 12%. Would you do 4% over 3 years or 3% over 4 years or something to get to where they want it to be? Or are you hardlining not doing that?
If they cap that, the way that they're thinking on doing it is they will cap what you pay. So it doesn't matter what my value is. You're only going to pay 5% over what you paid last year. So I can get into compliance. I can be at 100%. And there's nothing they can do about it, and the taxes won't hurt the people.
Right, I see. So you're covered, and the Newton County residents aren't actually paying us over a certain threshold.
Exactly, yes.
It's Newton County Assessor Cheryl Perkins here on News Talk KZRG. Cheryl, we're up against the clock here a little bit, but is there anything else you think people should know about this pretty intriguing saga that we have here?
Just stand behind your assessor and stand behind, talk to your senators and talk to your representatives and, you know, let Governor Kehoe know how you feel and how you stand and what is your county like? Let them know, they're there for you. Talk to them.